The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hi everyone, my name is Izzy, and actually I won't be the mediator today because we have a very special guest with us. Everyone, welcome Mateo!
Hello.
Woo! Say hello, Mateo.
Hi, my name is Mateo, and I'm excited to be a guest today. Let's do it.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
My name is Mateo. I'm a second year journalism student here at TMU, and there's not really much to know about me.
Whose friend are you?
So you have no friends?
No, I'm friends with Louisa and Claire. By affiliation with Louisa.
Oh.
And then that's it. I don't really know. It's not much.
So because we have a special guest with us today, we're basically going to split into two teams. So it's going to be me and Louisa, Mateo and Claire. And then we're going to read an Am I the A-Hole story and decide which team will be the angel and which team will be the devil. No matter how our opinions change, we have to stick with our roles. And then afterwards, we'll reveal what Reddit has to say. Let's get into it.
This story is titled, Am I the A-Hole for Throwing Out All of Our Soap After Finding Out How My Boyfriend Actually Washes Himself? Claire, do you want to give your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I'll give my initial thoughts.
Great, do it.
They're not the A-Hole, personally, because, first of all, like, where has that soap been? Like, what if he's actually, like, putting it down his crack or something?
I don't know. Is that loud?
Yeah, crack is not a bad word.
Yeah. Like, where has that soap been? How long have you had that soap?
What?
That's what she said. It was
up. Keep that noise that Louisa made in. Keep it in. Yeah, so I don't think that they will. For those reasons, like...
Do you want to say your thoughts, Mateo?
I'm not going to lie. I don't really know what Claire was chatting about because she said, where has that soap been? The title is that she threw it after finding out how he washes himself.
Yeah, so throwing out the soap that he uses after she found out how he washes himself.
But
is what I said, yes.
where his soap has been, doesn't soap go all over your body?
No, but maybe it's like a bar of soap. Maybe he's like...
Oh, you think he's shoving it in there? Oh!
I wish you guys could have seen what Claire just said. I wish you could have seen
this?
No, like...
Well, who knows?
No, I do not think she's the a-hole. I agree with Claire. I do not think that she's the a-hole. Because actually, like, some mans be car washing themselves. like, some mans, bro, like, I've seen it, bro. Like, some mans would just put, like...
Where have you seen this?
So, like, in the change room.
Why are you watching them?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, an interrogation.
That's your teammate, Mateo. That's your teammate.
Like, what? You're my team, man. You're my team.
I'm sorry. Continue with your point.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, some mans be car washing. So it's, like, I totally, like, I think it's valid. Because I don't think she's the A-hole. I don't
think. Yeah, Izzy, what do you think?
Well, I think that she is because, like, if she's disgusted with how her boyfriend washes himself, then if she keeps his bar of soap, that's, like, his bar of soap. You know what I mean? But if she throws it out, now she has to just share a new bar of soap. It's also soap. Shouldn't soap be clean? It's, like, literally the epitome
of, like, being
clean. Oh, I heard
that theory. It's, like, can soap get dirty?
Like, is soap clean?
Or is soap always clean?
I think they are. Because, like, is it, like, really that deep? Like, just... Like, that's wasteful. If your boyfriend's already doing it with... Sorry. If your boyfriend's already being weird with the soap, just let him keep using the soap and buy your own new one. That's, like, wasteful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just have your own soap if it bothers you so damn much.
Like, unless he just, like, is always constantly stealing your soap, then at that point, just don't let
him
in your bathroom anymore.
All right, shall we read?
So, I, 26F, don't even know how to start this without gagging. This happened earlier this week, and I'm still going through waves of disgust and disbelief. My boyfriend, 28M, and I have been together for about a year now. We recently moved in together about 3 months ago. Before that, we'd spend weekends together, but I never really paid much attention to how he showered. I guess I just assumed he was like everybody else. Soap, loofah, washcloth, maybe body wash, maybe even one of those fancy shower puffs. You know, normal hygiene. But oh, how wrong was I. So around this Monday, he had been feeling sick the night before. Some bad food, he said. I woke up to him rushing to the bathroom. Poor guy had a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh.
No big deal. He took a shower afterward, and I didn't think twice about it. I had showered earlier that morning, and by the time he was done, I was already half asleep, so I didn't go in there again. The next morning...
Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
The next morning, I got up to take my shower. I picked up our shared bar of soap.
Oh, hang on.
And saw boo-boo chunks on it. His boo-boo chunks on
right!
it. In all caps. I gagged so hard I almost threw up. I dropped the soap immediately, turned on the water, and just stood there trying to process what the hell I was looking at.
Oh, that's this. He is sliding it down there.
Oh, wait, but sliding it in there. He's sliding it in there.
But how did he get it? Oh.
Whoa! That doesn't have to be answered.
Maybe he clenches.
No, 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 that. When I finally called him over, I asked him what the hell happened to the soap. He looked confused. I explained what I saw, and he goes, oh, yeah, I took a shower last night after I went to the bathroom. I probably didn't rinse the soap off right. Dude, what?
Oh, my God. No, that's not right. Boo-boo chunks. Boo-boo chunks.
Boo-boo chunks is crazy.
Okay, and then when I learned something that made me question everything about this man, he doesn't use a washcloth or a loofah or a body brush. Or even his hands in a lathering way. He literally takes the bar of soap, wets it, wets himself with the shower hose, and rubs the bar directly over his body from head to toe, including his armpits, his private area, his other private area, and apparently after having diarrhea. I didn't even know what to say.
Diarrhea?
I just stood there, horrified, replaying every single time I used that same bar of soap on my own loofah or washcloth. So the next day, my first thought was to throw away every bar of soap he had and both of shared, leaving just my body wash. When he saw me doing this, he got defensive. Your cuckoo is... Okay, whatever.
You're advocating for this man, by the way.
That's my homeboy. What do you mean?
Who doesn't do that?
He asked why I was overreacting and said I was making a big deal out of nothing. I told him I wasn't comfortable sharing soap anymore because now that I know what he's been doing, it's just... nasty. I didn't shame him. I just said I didn't realize that's how you wash and I can't share a bar like that again. He got quiet and said, so you think I'm dirty? I told him no, but that his method is unsanitary, which, I mean, come on, it's objectively gross, especially if you're using the same bar that touches your butthole and private parts. And it sits there collecting whatever you didn't rinse off.
Oh my God.
He stormed out, and a few hours later, I got a call from his sister asking me why I embarrassed him and made him feel like a disgusting person. Apparently, he told his family about it. Are you not ashamed to tell your family that? His mom texted me something.
Can you break up with that man?
His mom texted me something like, men have been using bars of soap for generations. You're making it sound filthy.
He shoved it up. Okay.
I know you don't do this. I hope you don't do this.
What? No, I don't do this.
Am I insane for thinking this is different, though? Like, yes, people use bars of soap, but most people don't literally rub it between their cheeks and put it back for someone else to use. Now he's been giving me the cold shoulder, and his family thinks I'm some germ-obsessed neat freak who humiliated him over a piece of soap. So for a second opinions, am I overreacting about this or not?
Okay, so do we go?
You guys can start, because we kind of have no case here.
Okay, well, I think he's obviously the a-hole. Well, I think she's not the a-hole.
So you think she's not overreacting?
No! Are you kidding? Who wants to use a bar of soap that was shoved in between a man's cheeks? Like, it literally has skin marks on that.
Post-diarrhea session is crazy.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, whatever. Like, I probably didn't wipe.
Wait! He didn't wipe!
No, he fully didn't!
He actually didn't wipe!
He fully didn't!
No, that guy is nasty. He is nasty.
And the fact his family is advocating for this man just shows how nasty his family is, too.
We're so screwed.
You go first, Izzy.
At that point, just buy the bottles of body wash. I don't know what to say here. This is kind of hard.
Ew, like, imagine actually, like, picking up your soap with skid marks on it and putting it on your body.
I mean, like, yeah, it is really gross, but you could have just been, like, you should do it this way. Like, you should have helped him out as this girl.
That's fair.
Like, not like, show him, like, how to properly, like, wash it, but, like,
I this think is she, the more sanitary way. I think he does way. Need to be shown.
Like, you could have helped him out instead of being, like, I'm not sharing soap with you anymore. Like, you do what you want. You'd be like, okay, well, this is how you should be washing yourself. No, no shame or anything.
But at the same time, he's letting her put that on her body.
No, well, in his mindset, it's normal to do that. Because I guess everyone else in his freak family does that.
Yeah, but, like, that's so disgusting. Like, putting your soap in your crevices and then being like, yeah, my girlfriend's going to use this. Like, your girlfriend's putting shit
in your
on herself.
Crevices.
Okay, like, as a man, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, like, bars of soap are pretty, like, popular, but they have been, like, decreasing in popularity. Like, you don't really see as much men use bars of soap, and I think it's, like, low-key for that reason. Like, it's hard to just, like, get a bar of soap, get soap off said bar, and then, like, wash yourself. You kind of do just have to go there with the bar.
Oh, so you're saying you've done this before?
No, I haven't, because I was raised properly. Well, my mom never bought us bars of soap.
Don't most men, not most men, but, like, a lot of men think that, like, washing their a-hole is, like, necessary? Like, some people, I don't think some men, like, think that it's necessary.
Oh, you well, think,
have
oh,
you seen
oh,
those, like, comments that are, like...
Yes, yes. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the car wash. That's just the method of you put everything on your head and then it just rinses down.
Like, that is so disgusting.
Now, some mans have been using... we said this in the intro. I've seen that. That's nasty work. That's nasty work. But the bar of soap, like, it's just, like, you gotta chill with that. Like, especially, like, if you have a girlfriend, like, I do
And
think,
it's a shared one.
That's what I'm saying. Shared is also nuts. But, like, one thing that I want to say that might help your case, but I'm saying this from an unbiased, like, it's not even, like, a statement. It's a question. You've been dating this man for how many years? Or you guys have been dating each other for how many years? You guys have moved in together for 3 months? Y'all never showered together? No, but she's not overreacting.
No, 100%
she's not. Like, we make jokes and stuff about the guy, because that is kind of, like, nasty. But that's exactly why we're making the jokes, because that's nasty. Like,
well, I
she's
think
not...
she should have, like, educated him a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. But I think she's
you can't
definitely...
just be like, I'm going to throw this out because you're disgusting.
I think what's more embarrassing was him running to his family.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That's like you
she
seriously
didn't, like,
can't...
She didn't take a photo of it, post on her private story. All the girls are talking about it. Like, yeah, she didn't do that. She was just like, yo, I just don't feel comfortable sharing soap.
But it's also like, you can't... Like, you're in a relationship living with this person and you can't deal with your own problems without involving your family. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, because also, if you were really that upset by it, why don't you go to your girlfriend and be like, hey, you kind of made me feel like a
like,
gross person. It's
getting your sister and mother to text
Wait,
your girlfriend.
But they are the a-hole. But, like, maybe they just didn't feel comfortable talking to their girlfriend about it. And maybe the family just texted without him knowing.
Yeah, but, like, if you're in a relationship, you've got to learn to communicate.
Yeah, if you're moving in levels, communication has to be,
like
the bottom line.
Yeah, like, imagine just running out of your apartment because you're pissed off that your girlfriend was like, that's not clean, because it isn't.
Reddit says... Someone said, I'd smear Nutella on a bar of soap and tell his mother and sister to go wash their face with it and then come back to me. Also, OP could send the family a basket of brown-colored soaps for every single event going forward.
That's actually really funny.
So, I don't think that person thinks they're overreacting here. Agreed. Everyone thinks that they're telling the truth. Everyone, tell her precious little boy left his dookie on the soap bar and ask her what she thinks about that.
No, I bet he didn't tell his mom that his
Oh yeah, he probably
on the soap.
He probably
he was like, she got mad at me for using a bar of soap.
Wait, yeah, it says not the a-hole. He's clearly not washing himself well enough if he can't even check for the bar of soap.
Okay, guys. Am I the a-hole for hanging out with my cousin's ex?
Initial thoughts, everyone?
Well, maybe their cousin's ex was a friend of theirs, and, like, maybe their cousin met them because they were friends first.
Before I read the story, I think they are. Assume it was just, like, a regular breakup or even, like, a messy one. if it's like, I don't know, like if my cousin broke up with her boyfriend, I wouldn't like hang out with her boyfriend.
I wouldn't say they are, because what if it's like they were friends and then their friend started dating their cousin?
That's what I'm saying.
That's real, actually.
Because then like, that's that you're not the a-hole because you're just hanging out with your friend and they just happen to be your ex's cousin. And also, what if they're he's not close to this cousin? Or I don't know what the gender is, but if they're not close to their cousin.
Okay. I don't know. Again, like it's like, you were friends beforehand, and like, did you guys only like, did the cousin and this ex only start dating because you were friends with them before? So like, does it really matter if you hang out with them?
Yeah.
But like, he didn't specifically say, or they didn't specifically say in the title that they're like hanging out, like in a like, romantic
it's
way.
Very broad, but we'll find out with this story.
Who are we defending? What are we signing? I think we're gonna say they're not, and you guys are gonna say they are because Mateo thinks they are.
Yeah.
He's the only one that does.
Yeah. For context, my cousin, Brian, oh, name drop, 24M, had been dating his girlfriend, Melissa, 22F, for around 3 years. Over this time, I, 21F, had gone closer with Melissa when we saw each other at family gatherings and such. Whenever we saw each other, it was always a good time. We have similar interests and senses of humor. They seemed like they were end game, despite them being very young. I guess they assumed they were happy with each other and I wasn't going to change very easily. They even bought a house together and shared the mortgage. That's why I felt like it was set in stone. They came up with baby names, everything.
The reaction's in the room right now.
And everything.
Cameras in here.
And they promised everything they could have done. Long story short, she broke up with him a month or two ago. I could give you all the details on both their sides of the story if you want, but I basically chalk it all up to that it just didn't work out and they were young and it's okay and it didn't work out. They were both happy in the relationship because Brian tended to be jealous and overthink. Melissa felt controlled by him. You know, the classic situation where insecurity pushes two people apart from each other. Anyways, Brian is very tore up about this and confided in me when we hung out the other day. His siblings and his parents have all alienated her from the family because they automatically took his side when they heard the news. Even sending Melissa hostile text messages telling her she effed up, and even my aunt telling her to F off.
Messy, I know. I've been on the fence on whether or not it would be okay for me to hang out with Melissa, given the situation. On one hand, I don't want to disrespect Brian because of it all, but I also didn't want to completely drop Melissa just because she broke up with my cousin. I can't really figure out how to toe the line between the two. Well, tonight I made plans to hang out with Melissa. We went to a pub in town and got food and some drinks. Brian figured out that we were hanging out and texted me and asked if Melissa was at the bar tonight. I told him the truth about it and now he's very upset with me. He said he could never hate me, but he would never do that to me, saying I knew how depressed he's been about it and he just didn't expect that after how horrible she's been. But am I the a-hole for hanging out with my cousin's ex? So yeah, I think she is the a-hole for hanging out with her cousin's ex because him and his family clearly do not approve of this girl. Sometimes in certain situations, family does come first. And if you're willing to kind of drop that idea, that's kind of disrespectful to your family. Like mm-hmm. Your family's there for you no matter what. And I'm sure they would never, like Brian would never hang out with your ex, right? So I think that she's the a-hole for doing that.
I think she's the a-hole because the one thing that made me like realize is she refused to go into detail about why they broke up, even though she's like, oh yeah, I will if you want. Also, when Brian texted her and was like, oh, I would never hate you, blah blah blah, but like after all the horrible things, like after how horrible she's been, you willingly not, but you guys get along, you guys laugh a little bit, so it's like she's not your best friend.
I don't think they're the a-hole.
I don't think so either, because also like take it from like the girlfriend's perspective. You had like a breakup with someone who you've been with 3 years, you have a mortgage together, and their family is basically your family, and you guys break up, and now you're getting like hate messages from the whole family. And now you have this one cousin.
Yeah, that's immature,
like,
from the family.
Yeah, like why are you a grown woman saying F right off to your, like,
but what made her say that, though?
Yeah.
But what made her, like, what made the whole family go up?
No, but
like,
it is kind of shady. We don't fight fire with fire here, guys.
It is shady, like, that she didn't say why they broke up.
Yeah. But, like, if like, if one of you guys had, like, a messy breakup, I would never go to the person and be like, you are a disgusting human.
That's
like, I would
literally
just
leave them. A lie. That's actually a lie. That is quite literally the biggest lie I've ever heard, because that's what happened.
That's not what happened.
You went to war against them.
Not because of you. Not because of you. Not because of you.
Now, keep this in.
This is crazy lore.
Keep this
right
in.
Now.
Liar.
Literally not liar. Because of you, but whatever. I don't know. I just think it's insane. Like, I would never expect my family. Maybe my family just isn't crazy. My family is a little bit insane, but not in that way. Like, they would never go for someone I, like, broke up with and, like, send hate mail.
Yeah, like, hate mail's crazy.
Right, but what got a whole family up in arms?
Yeah, though? Like, I honestly, like, I don't
think... Okay, but surely if it was that bad, I feel like this person wouldn't do that. And, like, they got along. Like, they had similar interests and similar sense of humor.
They literally moved in together.
Right, so it must have been a messy breakup. It had to have been a messy breakup. So
yeah,
regardless
but it
of,
says they just didn't work out. Like, the only thing that says
that's
messy
the
here
is
that's
the PR trained thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, oh, it just didn't work out, you know, but my family just wants them dead. Like, oh, like, what do you mean? Like,
my question is, like, why are you guys moving in so early, so young?
Yeah, after 3 years?
Yeah. I don't think that's crazy.
I think that the family...
Well, you also have, like, you, like, trust easily. I feel like you dive in.
Oh!
Oh. You just call me easy?
Y'all, I know nothing about this lore.
You didn't...
No, I don't
Whoa.
Think you're easy. I just think, like, it's easier for you to commit.
We're keeping that on. We're keeping that sound effect on.
I'm taking it back.
Not in this way. I think it's a good thing for you. It's just like, for me, I don't think 3 years would be enough time to be like, yeah, I want to move in with you.
I didn't say I'm moving in the next 6 months, but 3 years?
You think that's enough, though?
I think it depends
days.
How old you are.
And we're really
days.
Young. And it depends on the relationship.
Yeah, they're 24 and 22.
Okay, no, I think that's reasonable to me.
That is not
after,
reasonable.
After 3 years? You're barely graduating university. Get your money up first. Who knows if they're in
the
university.
But he has the bread to live like that.
Yeah.
What if he doesn't have enough bread because
maybe
she left him?
Oh. No, but no way you're keeping the money like that at 22.
But I do believe that she must have had to do something deeply disrespectful and to provoke that behavior from his family and from him. And he even, like, he approached his cousin, who was hanging out with his ex, with respect, saying, I would never do this to you, but, like...
Also, they're just hanging out as friends. Like, why are we, like...
No, that's disgusting. I personally
believe, like, my sister was texting my ex-boyfriend, but, like, oh, not... Okay! No, wait. No, because... But not in a weird way.
Right.
It wasn't weird, but I was still kind of like, hey, don't do that, you know?
The breakup was clearly messy.
Hand on hip. He's got one hand on the hip, one pointing at his
Like, I hate you. Okay. Do you have any, like, cousins around the same age?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to go hang out with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I don't know.
Crazy.
They would never hang.
It's
okay,
like,
but, like,
weird.
They're at the point where they're, like, family.
Your cousin doing that is kind of drawing, like, it's crossing a line in terms of respect towards you. Because it's like, yeah, I'm okay with hanging out with this person. Yeah, I'm okay with their morals and what they've done to you, their cousin. Your family. Like, you're the family, mm-hmm. you know?
Even if I was in the story and it was, like, two guys, like, if my cousin, like, broke up with her boyfriend and I were to go hang out with her boyfriend, I think I'm the a-hole. Because,
like, what if you and the boyfriend got really close?
I don't care. It's family first.
And it's just like...
But he'd be kind of like family to like, you.
No, but he's not.
It just, like, it has to...
He has to
okay,
go.
Okay, what if they were married for bare time and had kids and then got divorced?
He has to go.
And also, it's like, what if this girl, like, cheated on him, broke his heart, and, like... Fully.
But then I feel like she would have specified that. Reddit says that they are not the a-hole.
Well, Reddit's full of... Oh.
Oh! Not to disrespect
getting
Reddit.
Getting angry. Brian is being extremely unreasonable. I can see why Melissa left. Not the a-hole. Okay, yeah, long story short, she broke up with him.
But the point of the story is, was his cousin the a-hole for hanging out with her? And regardless of how they broke up, I still think... She is the a-hole because, like, she's not your best friend.
And that's a wrap for this week's episode of Devil's Advocate. Thank you so much for Mateo for joining us. Also, follow us on Instagram.
Catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, say bye.
Goodbye. Okay, thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.